Reporting on politics and public policy is supported by the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh today. Governor Kristi Noem has signed SB 47 into law. It allows for constitutional carry in South Dakota. The governor commented on the bill at yesterday's signing.
You know, this has been a topic of conversation in the legislature for the last several years. It was debated and vetted, and today was my opportunity to sign it into law. So obviously it's special for me to be signing a bill into law that protects our Second Amendment rights. It will keep our permit system in place and allow reciprocity with other states, but for those in the state that choose to carry a weapon for self-defense will no longer have to worry about how they choose to do so.
And joining us right now from the Black Hills Surgical Studio in Rapid City is SDPB's political reporter Lee Strubinger. Lee, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Well, Lee, SB 47 is one of four bills that deal with concealed carry. There was a lot of opposition against this from the law enforcement community. Can you tell us what's still out there, and is there something that, say, the Sheriff's Association or other entities would back?
Yeah, so there's three concealed carry bills that are still out there. Two of them are kind of mirrors of SB 47. I think they're written just like a little bit differently. But then you have House Bill 1112, which is one that removes the permit requirement to carry a concealed weapon. But to do that in South Dakota, you'd have to be a South Dakota resident. So this current bill opens it up for anybody who comes into the state and wants to carry a concealed pistol.
One thing lawmakers are trying to make clear, too, is that SB 47 does not cover you when you go to a state with concealed carry reciprocity, such as North Dakota or Wyoming. You would still need a permit to carry there. Is that correct?
Correct. This doesn't get rid of the permit process. It just gets rid of the requirement to carry a concealed pistol. And this is a bill that came up in 2017. It passed through both legislatures and made its way to the governor's desk. I mean, the same two prime sponsors that carried that bill carried this bill. So you've got Speaker Pro Tem in the Senate, Senator Brock Greenfield, sorry. And then you've got the House Majority Leader, Lee Qualm, both carrying this bill in each respective chamber. And, you know, it when it got brought up in committee, you know, it made its way through the legislature very fast, you know, in seven working legislative days. So this is something that was a priority right from the get-go. I think most everyone knew that this was coming and was going to reach her desk. But there, you know, there's still some unknowns, I guess, as to this issue that could still come up later this session.
Capital concealed carry also has been talked about. That didn't pass the Senate, but apparently there's another bill in the hopper. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the bill number is escaping me right now, but that bill made its way to the Senate floor and it failed. But kind of during that debate, there was kind of some tension on the floor about whether or not this could even be talked about. But there is a bill out there that Sioux Falls Republican Senator Jim Stalzer is sponsoring that would allow for concealed carry in the state capitol, but those who want to carry concealed in the state capitol would have to have an enhanced concealed carry permit, which requires a more thorough background check and also some training, some tactical training, and then those folks with a enhanced concealed carry permit would have to notify the Highway Patrol Office, which oversees security in the state capitol. Democrats are kind of opposed to that bill, and State Senator Craig Kennedy on the floor during debate kind of pointed out that, you know, this is, so we're saying there's a different standard for us when we're here in this building as opposed to, you know, everyone out, you know, in the state of South Dakota.
So still quite a lot to talk about. When does SB 47 go into effect?
SB 47 will go in effect July 1st, and that's if these other three constitutional permitless carry concealed pistol bills don't make their way through the legislature. It's important to note that whatever bill Governor Noem signs last is the bill that would go into effect. So if lawmakers were, or I should say law enforcement, was able to convince the governor and the legislature that this bill needs to be signed for a residency requirement as opposed to just anyone in the state, then that bill that she would sign would be the one that goes into effect. Leadership, Republican leadership in the House and Senate are not really showing their cards on where this bill might go. And Governor Noem said in a press conference after she signed Senate Bill 47 that law enforcement, you know, will continue to have the ability to sort of provide recommendations as session goes on.
Sure. Lee, do you have any idea if or how many other states have a law similar to Senate Bill 47?
I believe South Dakota, when this goes into effect, currently, I think it would all depend on what other states are doing, but it would make South Dakota the 14th state in the union to have permitless concealed carry as the law of the land.
There were reports out earlier this week that cited gun sales as being down slightly nationwide over the last year or two. That said, are you a little surprised by the number of bills that deal with guns moving through the chambers in PIR this session?
I'm not. I mean, again, this is something that has come up over the last few years. It's something that lawmakers in the state house have kind of wanted for some time, and I think that's why it moved through the legislature so fast. But what has been surprising to me is I don't get a lot of debates, I guess, over my stories on Twitter, but my a lot of these stories that I've been doing on this issue have really been igniting a lot of passions. And, you know, the folks testifying against this concept in this bill pointed to a recent survey that was done, I think even last week, that showed, that shows, it was by Survey USA, and it showed that 85% of South Dakotans opposed this concept and supported the idea of keeping the permit system in place. I think roughly 64% of folks were kind of against the idea of just allowing kind of anyone.
All right. We'll look forward to continued coverage. Lee Strubinger is SDPB's political reporter covering the South Dakota legislature this season. Lee, thanks for your work. We'll talk next week, okay?
Hey, happy to do it.